the shirt you wore to school today?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like another beer, dearest?
Thank you, my pet.
Can I have a beer?
No. So, Becky, something wrong with your food?
Oh, you mean you hid some food under all this slop?
Hey! I stuck that in the microwave, press power, press time, press start, and this is the thanks I get.
God, nobody could eat this crud.
If you don't finish your crud, you're not going to get any crap for dessert.
Hey, whoa. It's your turn to clear.
Oh, of course. Isn't it always my turn to clear?
Becky, is there something you'd like to share with us?
Like what? Like why you've been acting like a total snot lately? Why don't you just kiss my butt?
Well, haul it on over here, Jumbo.
Hey. No butt kissing at the dinner table.
I'm just sick of Mom treating me like a baby.
Hello.
What were you doing in my room today?
Cleaning. Isn't that what you hired me for?
I hate that room anyway. It's such a little baby room. Don't you hate it, Darlene?
Who cares? As soon as I turn 18, I'm out of here.
Why can't you back me up for once?
Well, I don't like you, Becky.
Well, Becky, if you don't like your room, change it. You know, we got a garage full of paint out there. Your dad will help you.
She means your real dad.
You get started tomorrow, okay?
Fine, whatever.
Oh, no. Just seeing your smiling face is thanks enough.
Well, I did it. I asked that guy out like you told me to.
Yeah, how'd it go?
We got a date for tomorrow.
Way to go.
Yeah. Only now I have to pay.
No way, the guy pays.
Yeah, but I asked him out.
Well, so the rule is the guy still pays.
Who made up that rule?
Some cheap, hungry woman.
Who do I look like, Becky, your slave?
So I was a little late.
2 hours, and it's your room. You think I'm going to spend my day off painting it by myself?
So what are you going to wear? I think I got to wear that burgundy pullover.
This whole marriage family thing's been a lot of fun, but I gotta go.
Damn, I lose more husbands that way.
Just don't start with me, Mother, okay? I've had it.
Whoa, cover me.
God, it's his problem he's having this stupid hemorrhage. I'm just gonna come down here, get something to eat, and then go up and paint my stupid room.
Oh, no. Stay down here and fill our lives with joy and mirth. Hey, I know what you ought to wear on that date. Your red blouse with your black skirt.
That skirt is so short.
I know, but you have great legs. And you should wear your hair down, too, you know, because it'll hide your neck.
What's the matter with
and
my
make
neck?
Sure that you order dessert, because I was reading in Cosmo where it says that, you know, a healthy appetite is considered to be sexy nowadays. I was so far ahead of my time. What? Not again.
God, doesn't she drive you crazy?
Well, she wants me to be happy and she cares about me. And yeah, she drives me crazy.
Well, I'm sick of it. I mean, she hates everything I do. My friends, the clothes I wear, the guys I go out with.
Me too.
Yeah, but at least you get a break. I mean, you can just come here, do your laundry, and then go home.
Well, you'll survive, Beck. Look, she's been doing the same thing to me for 20 years, and I'm basically a happy person. Not saying I don't wake up screaming every now and again.
Now, don't do that again, and go wash that salad oil off your head.
How does he get his head stuck in a drawer?
He's gifted, Jackie.
Hey, look, Becky. It's your old Menudo album.
That's not mine.
Yeah, it is.
I never liked Menudo.
Oh, get out of here.
I didn't.
Oh, like I was the one who drew the heart around Fernando's head. Heavy Menudo denial, Beck. All right, just toss it, okay?
So, what color is this room gonna be?
Let's just paint big black bars on the walls. I mean, it feels like a jail cell. Might as well look like one.
Come on, Becky.
I don't care, Darlene.
Well, then why are we doing this?
Hey, you don't want to do this. You don't have to.
You know, one minute you say you want to paint the room, and then the next minute you say you don't care. What is going on with you, Becky?
All right, do you remember Mark?
From down the street?
No, the guy I went out with.
Oh, yeah, the stupid one?
He's not stupid. He's gorgeous. I mean, you just wish you could meet a guy like that.
Yeah, well, if I wait a couple of years, he'll be in my grade.
Well, I'm going out with him tonight.
Don't you remember what Mom and Dad said?
Yeah, so they don't want me to see him again. So what? So I'm 16 years old. I don't have to listen to everything she says.
So if they find out, they're going to ground you forever.
Well, they're not going to find out. Because officially, I'll be at the basketball game with you.
Why should I lie for you?
Because you're good at it.
Oh, no.
Come on, Darlene. Sisters do this for each other.
I can't believe this guy is so important to you.
Oh, please. I'll owe you. I'll owe you big.
I guess.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Come on, Becky. Where are you?
What are you doing out there?
I dropped my key.
Well, come inside.
Hey, Darlene.
Hey. Great game. They beat us by like 20 points, but at the end we went and tipped their bus over and set it on fire.
Where's Becky?
Oh, she went out to get pizza with her friends after the game. She should be home in like an hour or so. Hey, genius. How long were you at the pizza place before you remembered that I had all your money?
Not long.
How was the game, Beck?
It was okay.
Who won?
I just told you.
I just want to hear it from her.
Well, she doesn't know because she was in the bathroom the whole time bleaching her upper lip.
So, Becky, who'd you come home with?
I hitched a ride with a serial killer, okay?
Who'd you come home with?
What difference does it make?
We want to know.
God, you're beginning to sound like Mom.
Hold it. If I found that really insulting, would it bother you?
Come on, Becky, we asked you a question. Where were you?
Pizza.
Quiet, I'm not talking to you. Well?
Well, you really want to know? Fine, I was with Mark.
Becky, you lied to me.
Better not be the Mark I think it is.
Oh, yes, it's the evil Mark with the fake ID, the one you don't want me to go out with.
The one you're not allowed to go out with, Becky.
Oh, is that so, Roseanne?
Hey! Her name is Mother.
And you're grounded till the end of school. How's that?
That is so lame. What are you gonna do, tie me up?
You know, I've had just about enough of this. You are way over the line this time. Get upstairs.
No!
What do you mean, no?
Oh, you're right. I don't mean no. I mean goodbye.
You don't have, like, a jealous wife or anything.
No, none of my wives are jealous.
I'll be right back. Who is it?
It's me.
Becky?
I can't take it anymore.
Yes, you can. Bye.
I can't deal with her. She'll just never understand me.
Becky, how about I come over tomorrow and we'll talk about it then?
Oh, no, okay? No. I got to move in with you. I've made up my mind.
Becky, this is not a good time.
Oh, my God. You guys were just about to, like, do it. I'm really sorry. I'll just be out in the hall. Holler when you're done.
Maybe I should go.
No, you sit right there. Becky, come in here. Go home.
I can't. I mean, she doesn't care what I want or if I'm happy. She never listens to me. I mean, all she wants to do is run my life.
Becky, please go home. Please, 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 please.
That's it, Becky.
Go home, please, please, please.
Oh, I can't believe it. She followed me. Now do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, what did you expect? Did you think I was just going to let you walk out?
Please, please, please.
I'll tell you what. I'll just go home.
No, stay. Can't you see Jackie's busy? You're being very rude.
I don't care if she is busy.
See, it's just like you said. She just drives you crazy.
Like you said.
Well, we were talking about dating. And
what? Like you're some expert on dating? After all the losers you go out with?
Bye-bye.
I'll call you.
I'm so sorry. Well, I hope you're both happy. That loser had potential.
Becky, you're coming home.
No! I'm staying here with someone who understands me. I have nothing more to say to you. I'll be in the other room.
There is no other room, Becky.
Well, then I'll be in the bathroom.
Becky!
She's all yours.
She can't stay here.
You should have thought about that before you opened your big mouth.
But I always open my big mouth and nothing like this ever happened.
Bye, Jackie. Bye, Becky.
You can't be serious.
Congratulations. It's a girl.
Did you look at all this stuff? I thought our kids were supposed to be deprived.
Well, we tried.
Where were you?
Getting a drink. God.
Well, here, take this trash out.
No.
No?
Yeah, no. I mean, this is my room, and this is the way I want it now.
Wrong. This is my room, because it's in my house, on my lot. Those are my chairs. Those are my desks. That's my Hello Kitty. There's my Easy Bake Oven. So you take my trash downstairs to my garbage cans and throw it out now.
Jeez.
Right attitude, wrong daughter. What's wrong?
It's Becky stuff.
Oh, you're gonna get all weepy on me now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on, let's get it over with.
AC/DC Highway to Hell. I miss her, Dan.
I miss her, too. You know, we can always call her and tell her we want her to come home.
No, she's going to come home because she wants to.
When's that going to happen?
I don't know. She'll wait a couple more days. She'll figure it out, trust me. I've lived with Jackie. We're better.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Becky's laundry.
How are things going over there?
Good.
You and Becky getting along?
Yeah, I'm enjoying having her there. We gave each other a facial and went down to the mall to scam guys. Last night we made prank phone calls. Crystal's still wondering how Nancy Reagan got her number.
Yeah, is she going to school? Is she doing her homework? Is she getting in on time?
She's fine. Dan, she's really been a big help, too. She's making the bed, doing the dishes.
Oh, well, that is just great, Jackie.
Well, Roseanne, come on, not that big a help. Nothing that a maid couldn't do.
No, I'm happy she's having such a good time. That way she never has to come home.
Well, what do you want me to do? Kick her out? What makes you so sure she'd come back here?
You are encouraging her to stay.
I am not.
Then how come she's all the time acting so perfect?
Because I'm not her mother.
No, you're making it like some great big damn slumber party.
Roseanne.
I want her home.
Well, come get her.
No.
Then quit yelling at me.
Now.
I'm leaving.
Steal my daughter and then leave me her laundry like I'm really going to do it.
Oh, sure, take her side.
Jax?
Yeah?
This stuff in the refrigerator, is it lettuce or pumpernickel?
Throw it out!
What do you think? I won't wait up. What are you gonna do?
I just hang out, I guess.
No Mark tonight?
Look, I just wanted to be able to see him. I don't have to see him every night.
Well, it could get kind of lonely around here. Are you sure you don't want me to drop you off somewhere?
I'm not going home, Jackie.
Can't stay here forever.
I know.
All right. Okay. Well, I left the number where I'm going to be, right here by the phone. So. Oh, and Becky, don't call.
Hello, it's Jacqueline. I'm all torn up inside about missing your call. Ow. Please leave a message and I'll call you. Bye-bye.
Becky? Becky, come on. Pick up. Becky, are you there? Becky, pick up the phone. Becky, come on.
Who's that?
It's me.
Oh, come on in, darling.
Oh, my God, you're doing homework?
So?
You don't even know how to run away, right? You're pathetic.
What are you doing here, Darlene?
Well, I came by to tell you that you're a major butthead, and this just proves me right.
Goodbye, Darlene.
All right, all right, all right. Let me just ask you something. What did Mom do that was so horrible?
Everything! She wouldn't let me see Mark.
Well, you saw him anyway.
Well, I had to lie about it.
You didn't lie. I lied. I covered for you, and I got grounded, and you don't even care.
Well, I am sorry, Darlene, all right?
No, you're getting off way too easy, Becky.
Go home, Darlene.
Look, Jackie is putting up with you. Mom and Dad are impossible. Mom and Jackie are fighting. Everybody's yelling at everybody else, and nobody's saying what they should be saying. Becky, you're a selfish, inconsiderate, spoiled little brat.
Becky, come on, pick up. Becky, are you there? Becky, pick up the phone. Okay. Listen, your dad wanted you to know he misses you and he wants you to come home. And he thinks you guys can work out all your problems if you'd come back. Okay, well, that's all. It's me again. Your dad also wanted me to tell you that, like, he loves you. Okay, and, me too.
Push-up pops?
We'll have a fudgy bar.
Not the same.
Hey, guess what? I stayed awake in history class today.
Atta girl.
Whose turn is it to do dishes?
Becky's. Thanks, Darlene.
Hey.
Yo, Jack.
It's okay if I use the washer?
Sure, go ahead. This war, this vendetta, this Sicilian thing must end.
All right.
Hey,
Hey.
Well, I just got a couple of loads and I'll get out of here.
No rush. So, have you seen that guy again?
Jonathan? Yeah, I saw him last night.
Mm. What'd you wear?
Jeans and my red blouse.
Mm.
We went bowling.
Oh, that's a good choice.
How are things back here?
Well, she's grounded for 2 weeks. We upped the curfew a half hour. Allowance stays the same.
What about Mark?
No, absolutely not. We would not budge on that. We forbade her to ever see him again, so you should wear your blue dress to the wedding.
Helga, are we going to be the last people in the free world to get a dishwasher? Jeez.
Oh, and I forgot. She's calling me mother.
Just let it ring.
Hi, this is Jackie. Leave a message. Bye.
Jackie, pick up. Jackie? Okay. Listen, I was just reading in Cosmo. There's these great new exercises. It's like you look up at the ceiling and you chew, see? And you do it for like 5 minutes every day, and it'll fix up that scary deal you got going in the back of your neck. There's this other one where you twist your head from side to side. It made me a little nauseous, but it's worth it for you.
Excuse me.
There is nothing wrong with my neck!